Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
Let us pray. O God, by your Holy Spirit, tell us what we need to hear and show us what we ought to do to follow Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Today's scripture reading is from Mark 5, verses 1 through 20, which can be found on page 4748 in the New Testament in your pew Bible or on the screens. Please follow along as I read. They came to this other side of the sea, to the country of Gerasenes. And when he had stepped out of the boat, immediately a man out of the tombs with an unclean spirit met him. He lived among the tombs, and no one could restrain him anymore, even with a chain. For he had often been restrained from shackles and chains, but the chains he wrenched apart and the shackles he broke in pieces, no one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always howling and bruising himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and bowed down before him. And he shouted to the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you, by God, do not torment me." For he had said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he begged him earnestly not to send them out of the country. Now there on the hillside, a great herd of swine was feeding, and the unclean spirits begged him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." So he gave them permission, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine, and the herd, numbering about 2,000, rushed down the steep bank into the sea and were drowned in the sea. The swine herds ran off and told it in the city and in the country, and then people came to see what had happened. They came to Jesus and saw the demonic sitting there clothed and in his right mind, the very man who had the legion, and they were afraid. Those who had seen what had happened to the demoniac and to the swine reported it. Then they began to beg Jesus to leave their neighborhood. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed by demons begged him that he might be with him. But Jesus refused and said to him, "Go home to your friends. Tell them how much the Lord has done for you and what mercy has shown you." Away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and everyone was amazed. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Greeting you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am so happy to be here, and I am so grateful to come and share with you one of the tough message in the Bible. When Reverend Nathan asked me to come and preach, I was so excited. And he will say, "I will give you the detail." And after that, because every Tuesday we used to go every Monday for Bible study together. I know him well. I know what I'm going to preach on the 21st. But for the American folks with English, I rather to have one of the message I know exactly to deliver it to them. But he's in Mark 5 and 20 verses, which is one of the small one in 5. But I learn while I am study this message in English. Mark start, they said in the beginning, Jesus, the Son of God. And he left it for us like that. While there are Jesus and the disciple in the sea, there is a wind, waving, crying, even they ask Jesus, why you are asleep? You don't care? We are dying? And when he wake up, everything was quiet. A lot of the time, not a lot of the time, all the time, I don't know which one is which, I cry and ask Jesus, where are you? I'm a child of God, I'm a believer, but most of the time, my Jesus is asleep. But the good part, he is asleep next to me. I'm lucky I know him, and I'm lucky he know my names, and I'm lucky because I have a life after I leave this place. But there is many people, they don't know him exactly who is Jesus. Maybe you are born in churches, maybe you are a pastor or you are a child of pastor. You know you are a Presbyterian, you baptize, you come every day. And you know how to lay down and you know how to cry for Jesus. Exactly what the demons. The disciple was saying, who is this? Even the wind and the wave, they are obeying him. They couldn't get the answer. The Bible didn't tell us, Jesus tell them who he is. But suddenly, they go out, and one guy in the reading today tell us exactly who is that make the wind and the wave obey him. The demon possess. They give us the story, and one of the, by the way, I don't know for the other or many pastors they preach, one of the message here, you can't give introduction because they give us a detail, who is that guy and where they live. And by the way, he's not leaving the house, he's not leaving even in shelter or the place, he lives in the tomb. Just imagine somebody in the tomb live there, and just imagine in Luke, they say even he was naked. And everybody scream because they give us the detail. Nobody put him down. No friend, no even family, nobody. And just hurting me a lot, when you go deep, he was crushing himself with the stone. Sometimes, especially we ladies, when our nails is long, when you crush something itching, you hurt yourself if you are not careful. But he is taking a stone, doing it to himself. The Bible says he crying day and night, crying loudly, scared the hell for everybody there, which was okay with other people. And he come and run to Jesus. They say, immediately when he get out, he run and he scream and say, Jesus, Son of Most High God, what do you want me, what would you do with me? In Matthew, what saying is not the right time. That means he know exactly who is Jesus. He know exactly the time of Jesus is kind like similar. How you come to take us to the hell and you didn't even go to the cross. They know exactly and take me back to Genesis 3 when Jesus told him, to serpent, the seed of the woman will crush you. And he remembered that exactly. Nobody can do something for him except Jesus Christ. But your time is not yet. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm talking about myself. I'm a preacher. I preach online. And when I'm preaching Arabic, you can't believe it. What I'm struggling to put stuff together in English. But when I'm doing in Arabic, I feel the Holy Spirit, because this is my language. And I preach with more than view every Sunday. 300 and up to 2,000 people. Muslim, Christian, woman, man, whole world. Sudan, South Sudan, Egyptian people in Australia and Canada and America, they enjoy in the worship. And I feel like awesome. I did a lot. Like this demon guy. He stood up and knelt down and said, Jesus is not enough to know who is Jesus. I tell in the beginning, we know him, he's the Son of God. We know him is the Messiah. He's the King of Kings. He is Emmanuel. He is with us all the times. We know this is not enough. The demon, they say 6,000, because Jesus asked him when he said it, what is your name? And I'm so pleased. He didn't ask, what are you doing? Jesus didn't ask us what we've done. He will ask about what is your name. And when he asked him that, he said, my name is Legion. I'm going to say it in Arabic. And it means we are many. And in army, for the Roman, the Legion is like 6,000 people from like, start from 1,000 and 1,000. They give all the name for those. And we are many. Jesus don't know that. He know, but he want him to tell exactly what he's going through. We are many of them, and here I'm going to say, if Jesus asked me, what's your name? I'm going to say, I am a legion. Every time, I'm so mad. I'm sick. I'm hurting other people. I don't like white people. I don't like black people. I don't like Mexican people. I don't like Muslim people. I don't like refugees people. I don't like Jewish people. I don't like the disease. I don't like the cancer, diabetes, whatever we don't like it in our mind every day. We wake up, our mind is crazy. You see the news, the kids, they are sliding, killing people. The war is everywhere. Human trafficking, all this possessed by demon. And if you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, you don't have Jesus that control your life, make you love your enemy, make you be care about the people that are in shelter. I remember 2 years ago when they said there is snow in Texas. And I lost my cousin, close cousin, because he was one of the people homeless. And when we visit, I realized there is many of the homeless, they died in that year. Because the city, they are not preparing themselves. And there are many things. Just imagine, the snow is not just here in Iowa. Any places, people are struggling. My cousin called me last week. He said, in Tennessee, they close everything. No school, no nothing. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I put the phone and I was showing them. He said, how did you making it up? I watch the news. By the way, if you know about Sudan, the war starts in April 15, and it's still there. A lot of people, they run out. Every day, there is a news. Our community lost dad, mom, brother, and sister, everywhere. You go to Ukraine, you go to, I just want to give you the picture. All the war is success or possessed by demon, and he's hurting us. Even you never been in the war, but when you see it in the TV, you cry. There is many people in our families, they are sick because demon is doing many things. Jesus asked him, what is your name? And this is question for you. And he replied and said, we are many. But he asked Jesus, don't send us away. And I was like, you know, seriously, this is one of, if Jesus just sent them to the hell, at least in that area, 20,000 or 2,000 demon is gone, isn't it? But Jesus, no. He said, didn't say nothing. But the most hurt in me, but it's in the good way. Jesus, and send them to the pig, swine, whatever you name it, and they all drown down there. They run, talk about Jesus, what happened to that demon guy, about the 2,000, and I was assuming they heard in them more about the pigs. 2,000, they died. By the way, this is not a Jewish place, because Jewish, they don't, this is one of unclean animals. They don't eat it, they don't raise it at home, but as we American, is how many, what they call bacon or sausage, they were drowned there, you know. For us, it's more important, for Gentile, it's more important, but for the Jewish, who care about it? They say they all drown, and the people come to see the guy was sitting and was with good clothes and with the right mind, sitting with Jesus. Like I said, they don't care about him. He's sitting there, but they care about, they afraid him. When he was trying to do whatever, Bible didn't tell us, but I know in Sudan, when the people they are crazy, they can kill anybody. People, they tied them, we tied the animals. But when you are crazy, they change you or they do whatever they want to do. But they scare him when he was clean and with the right mind, and when we sit next, when he was sitting next to Jesus. And the people the second time told him, Jesus, go away. And Jesus listened to him. They say the demon begged Jesus twice, beg him again and again and again, don't send us away. Those people, they begging Jesus to go away. There is three requests happen to Jesus in that moment. One of them, the demon, and Jesus say yes. The second, the people of that city, go away from us. Jesus say yes. But when the man is clean and right mind, say to Jesus, and he was begging him to go with him, Jesus say no. And that's a give us a lot of question. Because Jesus, he is the Son of God. He cares about whole world. Jesus respect our heart and our opinion and our wills. He never forced us to come and pray. I don't want you to raise your hand, but how many times you just wake up and just praying for the people they don't know Jesus? How many times you wake up and you read the Bible, you are fasting for the war and people in different places? And by the way, I learn people, they are favorite for people, they are dying. When the war is starting in Sudan, even many people of you, my friend, people, Presbyterian pastors, they don't know exactly what's going on in Sudan. And when they know, they don't care. But when the war starts in Israel, everybody was so mad, crazy. The churches, they are praying. When sometimes I sit with my friend, they praying. When they pray about the war, they pray in Ukraine. They praying until I will remember them. Please, guys, pray for Sudan. And Jesus loved the whole world in John 3:16. For God loved the whole world. He gave his son, not just to Jews, not just to the good people, not just to the male, not just for female, not for the children, for whole world, including those people. They don't know who is he. Hamas, Jesus loved them. Terrorist people, Jesus loved them. It seemed like in the beginning when I was reading, just I can put the title, but I'm so glad they say don't worry about it. I feel like a moment with Jesus. It's kind of like Jesus visit just for a while. They don't tell us exactly. Even the disciple, they didn't get out from the boat. He is the only one to get out, and he see the guy or guy see him from far away, and the conversation, and they go to the peak, and he said he's going to the boat. The guy and come and ask him, can I go with you? And Jesus say no. Why Jesus say no? That's in the beginning I tell you, it's not enough to be a Christian. It's not enough to be a Presbyterian. It's not enough to come to the church every Sunday. It's not enough to pay your tithes. It's not enough. It's have to good relationship with God and tell your story. How many times we share how God done with us? I am a sick. I pray, my pastor pray for me. When they do the MRI, the doctor say everything is clean. Yeah, maybe they diagnose me wrong. You are the wrong, because when you pray, Jesus answer. That's why many times we don't answer, we get answer, because we are rely to the doctor, we rely to the medicine, we rely, and that's why when we pray, our prayer is going inside, and we struggling for us to pray every day. But when we say, Jesus, thank you for the healing, we receive it for the day we ask him for it. The demon ask, send us, they are not a believer, they are a demon. For me as a crumb, take them to the hell. But for Jesus, for God, he listened to us. And he went us. He need us to obey him and tell our story. When you have a migraine headache, I don't know what you have. And I don't know right now you have whatever your back pain, your headache, and whatever you get healed. Tell the people, Jesus heal me. We are not telling. We are not sharing when we receive Christ. We don't know who is Jesus to the other. We just keep it to ourselves. God told him no. Jesus did not let him go with him. He said, go home to your own people. Tell them how much the Lord was done for you. Tell them how kind he is. Go. Tell the people you serve them, your colleague, your kids, your grandkids, who is Jesus? How much he done for you? I have a lot to tell many people. I have a lot to share for everybody. How much Jesus done for us. But because we are selfish, a lot of the time we don't care about who they are. The Bible said, they didn't say it in chapter 5. But when the Jesus come many times, there is many people know about him. We don't tell other people who is Jesus. We can read a story for our grandkids. We don't read our story when I was diagnosed about something and Jesus healed me. Dear God, thank you so much for the people that are listening. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for you have done much for us. When we are sick, when we are lost, when you give us the beautiful country, when we give us a heart to care about the people, crying about other country, we give many of things. Help us to share our story, how we become a good country, because we love you. Help us to see the other side, not to run like the other people. They will run from the demon possessed. When he was a good, they run again from him. They don't want them to be, or they don't want Jesus to be there. Forgive us. We pray for Muslim people. We pray for the people they don't know who you are. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And now, a moment for mission.
Today we celebrate the ways in which our gathering together makes Christ's church possible. One of these ways is through our participation in the Presbyterian Church USA in the form of the per capita apportionment. These contributions are part of our call to be one church, one community. Together we support the work of our congregation, our presbytery, our synod, our national church, and beyond. Per capita funds the institutional structures that support the life of this church at every level. When congregations face crisis or transition, this presbytery is ready to assist. When natural disasters or acts of violence affect our communities, Presbyterian disaster assistance relies on presbyteries and synods to connect them to the congregations in need. When a member answers a call to ministry, committee structures are ready to support their discernment process. These vital supports are already in place because of funding through the per capita apportionment. This per-member apportionment is how Presbyterians mutually and equitably share the cost of moving the church forward in the 21st century. Covenant pays $50 per member to fund the work of the Des Moines Presbytery. The Synod of Lakes and Prairies and General Assembly, this funding comes from the church budget. To help offset this expense, you may contribute $50 for each active church member in your household and designate your contribution per capita.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.